capital.
Every couple of weeks, we get a chance to talk to our car crasher, Jim Bray. He does some audio auto reviews as he's on the line this morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So what's the first car you want to talk about?
How about the Mercedes-Benz SLK 350?
About the Mercedes-Benz.
It's the guy said when he wrapped it around a telephone pole. Yeah, that's how the Mercedes-Benz does. This is a brand new. It's a third generation. The other two generations, I mean, it's always been a nice car, but I've always been a little ambivalent about how they look. The first one kind of reminded me of the old boxy Toyota MR2, the first generation of that, right. Except that it wasn't mid-engine. And then the second one, they put this silly proboscis on it that was kind of reminiscent of their Formula One, and it looked really butt ugly. But this new one is gorgeous. Oh, it looks kind of like a small version of their SLS AMG, that new Gullwing Roadster.
Right. Yep.
And it is just beautiful. Now it comes, and actually, you know, it starts at 66.5, which is not bad. For
yeah.
That's really.
That's with a 3.5-liter V6 putting out 302 horsepower and 273 foot-pounds of torque. And well, I had it for a week, and I really enjoyed it. This is a car that I would probably have difficulty turning down if somebody were to offer me one for free.
So what's the engine in?
It's a 3.5-liter V6. Now, there are two more versions coming out. There's one coming out that'll be called the SLK 250, and that, I believe, is a 1.8 or a 2-liter four-cylinder, possibly turbocharged engine. That one will be a little cheaper, not quite as fast, but it'll be the same basic car. And then, of course, a little bit down the road, no pun intended, they're going to come up with an AMG version, which, I don't know whether they're going to throw in a supercharger or whether they're just going to drop a V8 into it, but that thing should be a little screamer.
And what cars are in its class, and does it win the class?
Unfortunately, I haven't driven a lot of the cars in the class, but I would say the BMW Z4 would be in this class. Mm-hmm. And just from a look standpoint, this one would blow it right away. Another good choice that this one I would have real trouble choosing between would be the Porsche Boxster, S.
Right.
And I think the difference between this is the Mercedes-Benz is a sporty luxury car, and the Boxster is a luxurious sports car.
Yeah,
I think that makes the difference. You know, I think the Boxster is a little bit nicer to drive, but the Mercedes, boy, and you put the roof up there, it buttons up tightly, you know, you'd never know it was a convertible. They've really hit it out of the park with this one.
So that's the first car, and in a minute you'll be back and have another car. What's the second car you want to talk about this morning?
Well, this is a little more entry-level, a little more down-to-earth. It's the brand-new 2012 Honda Civic.
This is Live 88.5.
It is 20 degrees.
Jim Bray is our very own car crasher. He shows up every couple of weeks with some audio auto reviews, and he's back for a little more. What's next, Jim?
Well, the Honda Civic, 2012, brand new generation.
So what's brand new about the new Honda Civic, Jim?
Well, it's supposedly new from stem to stern, although at a quick superficial glance, it doesn't look that much different from the old one, although there are quite a few differences. The grille is different, but the basic roof line is kind of the same. They've made a few changes in it. They used to have these extra little windows that were between the door and the A-pillar up front. Now they still have those little extra windows, but they moved them right back onto the door, which I guess the reason is to give you as much glass as possible because the windshield slopes so steeply. But they've done, it's got a new back end. It's actually got a nice back end. I like the taillights on it. Inside, they've retained that double-decker dash that they had with the last volume, or the last model. So you've got this digital speedometer up top, and then you've got the analog tachometer down below that. And it's kind of weird looking, but it works. I didn't mind it. I mean, the Honda Civic is a legend, let's face it. It's been around for, it must be just about 40 years now. I mean, I had a 1976 model.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it was a great car. Yeah, it was amazing. They sold it to a 3-year-old. I just couldn't believe it. They wouldn't buy that thing. But the new Civic, you know, starts around $15,000, which is not bad. Mine was a little bit higher end, but not much. I think it was the LX. And that starts around $17,500, which is still pretty good. It's only 140 horsepower. Mine had an automatic transmission, which, of course, takes a lot of the fun out of the drive, I guess. And the Civic has traditionally been a pretty fun car to drive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I came away from my week from this one, and I was underwhelmed.
No!
I mean, I've always loved the Civic, and I still like the Civic, but I thought, you know, for a brand new generation that I just expected a little more or a little more different. they need to be looking over their shoulders because Kia's back there and Hyundai's back there, and they're coming along with some really compelling vehicles. Not, again, that the Civic isn't a great car. It is. I just expected more.
And what's wrong with the car? Is it lacking oomph? Is it lacking finish?
There's nothing wrong with the car. It's just something I can't really put my finger on it. I've driven Kias recently. No, I haven't driven. Well, I did. I drove the Kia Forte, which would be the competitor of this. I had it as a rental in Vegas back last January, and that car amazed me. The Civic didn't amaze me. Now, maybe the reason for that is because I know the Civic so well and I like it. So, I don't know. Maybe it was just my own expectations. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this car. I just expected a little more interesting.
All right, Jim. Well, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Bye now.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.